Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generations.
The Eternal Light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations make free time available to present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Our drama today, The Son of Amram, was written by Morton Wishengrad and is presented in the observance of the Passover holiday.
Now there arose a new king over Egypt who knew not Joseph. And he said unto his people, Behold, the children of Israel are too many and too mighty for us. Come, let us deal wisely with them, lest they multiply. Therefore did he set over them taskmasters, and they made their lives bitter with hard service in mortar and in brick, and in all manner of service in the field. Yet even so the children of Israel multiplied. Then charged the king to his people, Ye shall go among the Israelite women. Every son that is born, ye shall cast into the river, and every daughter ye shall save alive.
Do not raise your head, Caleb. Keep working, but listen to me.
I listen, Amram.
Before cocks crow tomorrow, we shall meet in the cave of Memphis. Keep your head down and pass the word.
Dathan, we meet tomorrow.
Where?
Before cocks crow in the cave of Memphis. Pass the word.
Keep your head down. You're being...
Who was speaking? I said, who was speaking?
Egyptian, I was speaking.
You are not paid to speak Hebrew. You are paid to work.
We work, only...
You have a complaint?
It is a lie that we are paid.
It is no lie. Your name?
Amram, of the tribe of Levi.
Here are your wages.
Amram?
Israelites, who else wishes to be paid? Show by your hands. I'm in a mood to give payment. No more talking, then back to your work.
Who is posted at the entrance of the cave?
My younger brother. No need to fear. They're trustworthy.
Amram, you may begin.
It is no beginning I propose, but an ending. There's only one way to oppose the new decree of Pharaoh.
What way?
He would slay our man-children. Very well, there will be no children in Israel.
No children in Israel.
Amram, surely there's some other way.
Say it, Caleb.
We can resist.
How?
With weapons.
Show me your swords and your javelin.
We will make them, Amram.
Once we carried swords, what became of them?
They took them away from us when they took away our land.
Slaves of Israel, if we yielded our weapons and our land without a struggle, do not be deceived that we will struggle now. Let us go again in submission to Pharaoh and yield our male children.
Amram, you are no better than we are. We do not deserve your contempt.
I merit my own self-contempt, Dathan. I cower like you in a dripping cave, trembling at every sound. No husband, no father, no man anymore. Let us eat our morning bread. There is a day of work to be done. And tonight we must speak to our wives.
My mother is weeping.
Then go and comfort her.
She has sent me away.
Then go to your bed and sleep. Your brother is sleeping.
Yes, Father.
Well, go. I have something to do.
I will help you pass.
You are listening.
Yes.
You are a presumptuous child.
Yes.
Put down the coat, Miriam. I do not require your assistance.
My father scolds me because he is afraid.
What do you know of it? You're only a child.
I know that this night wives are weeping. The children were unable to play because of the loudness of their mother's crying. Father, what does the word mean?
Which word?
That word you said to her. Divorce.
It means that after today, Jochebed is no more the wife of Amram of the tribe of Levi.
But Jochebed is the mother of Miriam and Aaron.
Yes, child, yes.
And Amram is still the father of Miriam and Aaron.
Have done. It is past your bedtime.
Why do you go away from my mother?
You will understand it when you're older.
I wish to understand it now. Why are you going away from my mother?
Miriam, I will not speak of it now.
I am a presumptuous child. Speak of it, Father.
When a man is a free man, he is capable only of doing. When a man is a slave, he is capable only of not doing. Pharaoh has ordered that every son born to an Israelite woman shall be put to death. The slaves answer, there will be no more sons born to slaves. Tonight, each Israelite divorces his wife.
This order of Pharaoh, is it that all who are born are to be destroyed?
Not all, only the sons.
Then you are worse than Pharaoh. He murders only the sons. You would murder all of Israel.
Hear me out.
The child said to me, if Pharaoh murders, let it be the hand of Pharaoh alone that murders. Let no Israelite be his accomplice. The child was right. We have this much hope. At least our daughters will survive.
It is too late now. We have divorced our wives.
Yes, Amram. And it was your counsel.
You listened to me yesterday. Listen to me now. I propose that each Israelite in secret return to his wife and stand with her again under the marriage canopy and be remarried.
No, Amram, not me.
Dathan, I plead with you. You're destroying all of Israel.
Israel is already destroyed. I live out my span and I die. It is an end.
Dathan speaks for all.
But not for me, Caleb. I remain with Jochebed. Yesterday I divorced her. Today I invite you all to my second marriage. And whatever befalls us will befall us.
Amram, is it not enough that our lives are made bitter by hard service? That we labor like oxen in the fields of the Egyptians, torn by their whips, pressed and trampled to the ground until the bone rots with fever in the flesh? Is it not enough, Amram? Shall we also feed them our inheritance? I say let there be no inheritance.
You're right. Let each man decide this for himself.
Not each man. Each slave.
Do not pity yourself so much, Caleb. I have learned tonight that there is something worse than slavery.
Nothing, Amram.
Much worse than slavery is to grow accustomed to slavery. The sky grows light and the Egyptian sentries march early to their patrols. Better to leave the cave before we are discovered. I would ask you to come with me and be witness to my remarriage to Jochebed. Who comes?
Look, Miriam, look again. There must be someone.
No one, Mother. I have looked.
Then put on your shawl and bring them from their house.
Leave the girl, Jochebed. They're afraid. They do not approve. No one will come.
To be married without priest or witness.
Our children shall be witness. I am a Levite and can sanctify my own marriage. Miriam, take Aaron by the hand and stand here.
Come, Aaron.
Jochebed, be thou again my wife. Be thou the mother of thousands of myriads. God make thee as Sarah, Rebecca, Rachel, and Leah.
Amen.
May he who blessed Abraham, our ancestor, and Isaac and Jacob bless this marriage and prosper the ways we walk. May we deserve to build a praiseworthy house in Israel.
Amen.
Amen, Amram.
What else is there? You are my wife. I am your husband. It's nothing.
Yes, Amram.
Jochebed, I must say this to you. It is difficult for me, but you are a woman. And for you, it will be worse.
I know.
God keep you in the months before us.
And you, Amram. God keep you also.
How far are we from Goshen, Mother?
Too far, unless you walk faster. Pick up your feet, Miriam.
This water jug is so heavy.
Oh, well, then give it to me. You carry the food.
Why do we carry the water?
So that when we grow thirsty, we will have what to drink.
This is more water than we need for a short journey.
Sun is hot, Miriam. You ask too many questions. Sit a while and rest your tongue.
Yesterday, I saw the Egyptians come to the house of Kileab. They were looking for Kileab's wife. They didn't find her. She has reached her time, hasn't she, Mother?
You ask too many questions.
Since last year, I've learned to ask less. In the fields of Goshen, a woman like Kileab's wife can lie down among the stones and give birth to a son if God wills a son, and no one will see. But I hope myself it will be a girl, and we shall bring her back to Memphis and not be afraid.
You're a strange child. What are you looking at?
I am trying to fix every stone and tree upon my mind, so that when I come again, I shall know the way to Goshen. Even at night.
Why do you think you will come again?
Shall I not be coming to you, Mother? Carrying food and drink?
I never mentioned it.
I have eyes in my head.
Better eyes than Amram, your father.
Are you afraid?
I have 6 months still to carry, and I try not to think of it. Come, Miriam. We spill time with talking, and the way to Goshen is long.
You are Jochebed, the daughter of Levi.
What do you want in my house?
These 3 months, you have been seen on the road to Goshen. From this day, you are to remain in your house.
Who are you?
Ask your husband. I've left my mark and the skin on his back. Come in, midwife.
I have no business with her.
But I have business with you, Jochebed.
Midwife, examine her closely.
I am too early. She is only 6 months with child.
You are certain?
When have you known me to be mistaken? It is not for nothing that Pharaoh has appointed me chief midwife of the Hebrew women. However, if you will leave us, I will make certain.
Very good. Jochebed, the child you bear will be born in this house and nowhere else. This is an order. You understand? When I ask a question, I expect an answer.
I understand.
Very good. Midwife, I'll wait outside. Be quick with her.
Take your hands from me.
In good time. So, my opinion is that it will be in 3 months. I would say also it will be your son. I am rarely mistaken in these judgments.
I have not harmed you.
You have nothing to fear from me, Jochebed.
I am an Israelite. I am the wife of a slave. Yet I would ask a favor.
Ask, Jochebed.
Allow me to touch your hand.
By all means, here.
Strange. The flesh is warm and human.
Why not? I am a woman, born of woman like you.
And have you known the pangs of childbirth?
Many times, Jochebed.
Then you will not take my son from me.
What do you think?
I think I must ask you to leave this house. I am sick to my stomach.
Jochebed, the pain will pass.
It will not pass, Amram. Not until he is born.
But it comes too early.
I am glad. He will be born dead. Better that way. Better that I should draw up my knees and turn my face to the wall and also die.
I'll call Dathan's wife to be with you.
Waken Miriam.
But she's a child.
Do not plague me, Amram. Waken Miriam. I want her. Amram! I want my daughter. Quickly!
I have washed him, Mother, and swaddled him like you told me. He's so small. His head is hardly bigger than my own hand.
Miriam, tell me truly. Does the child breathe?
He breathes, Mother.
I am foolish. So much better for him to stop breathing. Yet I want him to live. Strange. He made no cry when he was born.
Wasn't that good for him?
Good.
The Egyptians would have heard had he cried. They go up and down now between the houses listening. And for these next months, Mother, he is safe. Because God sent him before his time.
Miriam, place stones in the fire.
I've already done it.
Who told you?
Dathan's wife. She said that a child born before its time must be kept warm. As warm as though he was still within his mother. Soon I shall place his basket upon the stones. He will sleep well. Mother, what shall his name be?
Your father wishes that he be called Heber. Because it was for the child's sake that we were reunited. I would call him Yakuthiel. Because I set my hope upon God, and he was given to me. Perhaps we should wait and give him no name. No more talking, daughter. I wish to rest.
Father, do not go near the basket until I tell you something.
The child is well, isn't he?
He thrives. But he is not in the basket.
Then what child sleeps there?
An Israelite child.
Who is Miriam?
I do not know. Listen to me, Father. This morning, when my mother lay asleep, I went to the river, and I saw the midwives, what they did.
Daughter.
No one saw me. I made no sound. When the midwives had gone, one of the babies was washed ashore. I covered his body with leaves, and I brought him here. We must dig a grave for him, Father, and say the prayer.
God will remember you for this act of mercy.
It is not why I did it. I did it for my little brother's life.
The sun has made me weary. I do not understand you.
They will come here, the way they came before. They will say, Jacobed, the daughter of Levi and the wife of Amram, where is your newborn son that we may destroy him? And my mother will say, the child was born dead. Here is the grave we buried him in.
This was your mother's plan?
My mother does not know why I went to the river and what I brought from it. The plan was my own.
And you did so much without weeping?
Without weeping. I discussed my father.
No, no, Miriam. But a child.
Am I a child?
Come, Miriam. We will take the grave.
In God's own name, Jochebed, quiet.
Do not raise your voice. Stop trembling, Amram. He was hungry.
Listen.
Nothing. No one heard. Miriam, are you awake?
I am awake, Mother.
Go to the door and look out.
I'm at the door already. There is no one in the street. There are no lights.
I promise you, Amram, the boy will not cry again. Go back to sleep.
Perhaps Pharaoh sleeps tonight, but I can't. Jochebed, when does the midwife come?
I cannot tell you. She comes without warning.
Do you know that she now comes carrying an Egyptian infant in her arms?
It has been told to me.
And that she searches every house, but with cunning.
I know.
You don't know all. If there is no sound in an Israelite house, she twists the finger of the infant in her arms until it cries out. And then if a Hebrew child is hidden somewhere, he makes a cry in answer. And then not only is the child taken, but the mother as well.
I know even that, Amram.
I will not endanger your life.
You will not have to. Miriam, come in. Tell your father what you have told me.
Not far from the palace of the king, there is a place on the river Nile where the princess Thermutis goes each day with her maidens to bathe.
What nonsense is it?
Hear the girl out. Go on, Miriam.
For almost a week now, I have stood hidden in the rushes that grow on the shore and watched the princess. Whenever her ladies brought their own children to play in the water, I saw in the face of the princess a great longing. She is the daughter of Pharaoh, but her ladies do not fear her. She is gentle with them.
Jochebed, why does she tell me this?
Miriam and I have woven a basket of straw, and we have smeared the basket with pitch so that it will float upon the water and not sink, even like the ark of our father Noah in the time of the flood.
And you would place your own son in it?
Nothing else is left. We must do it. Amram, by Pharaoh's decree, your son dies. Our only hope is that through the compassion of Pharaoh's daughter, your son may live.
Princess, you do not bathe today.
No, my lady, there is a chill in my body. I'm content to sit here.
How shall I amuse you, princess?
However you wish.
I shall tell of the great god Aton, the giver of life, the creator of the germ and woman, and of the seed and man.
That will please me. You may begin. Do you not wish to begin?
Princess, there in the water...
Yes?
I thought I saw a basket.
The sun is bright. I do not see.
Oh, I was wrong. I begin my story. In the hall of the Benben house, where truth is seated in the temple of Akhetaten, the great god of Egypt, there came one day a weary traveler.
My lady, it is a basket that you saw there among the weeds, floating towards us.
Sit, princess. I will continue my account.
But there is a child in the basket.
I hear.
My lady, the child.
The child must be a child of the Hebrews. Leave it, princess.
Bring the basket to me.
It is the command of Pharaoh that...
Bring me the child. My lady, I may also command. Fetch me the basket. Hush, little one. Do you wish to rouse Pharaoh in this palace? Hush, you foolish child. Ladies, in the name of Isis and Osiris, quiet him.
Each of us has tried, my princess. He will not nurse from us.
Princess of the Egyptians.
Who is this? Begone, girl.
A moment, my lady. Girl, you called my name?
Yes, princess.
Speak, then.
I would speak, but perhaps I will come again.
No, stay. Ladies, leave us.
Your Highness, this is a girl of the Israelites.
I'm well able to care for myself. Leave us, ladies.
It will be a black day for us all if this thing comes to the attention of the palace.
Girl, you have something to tell me?
I watched your ladies with the child. You would take no milk from them.
You have good eyes. But you tell me nothing I do not already know.
I know a woman of the Hebrews. There is abundance of milk in her. She could nurse this child.
Girl, what is your name?
Miriam, the daughter of Amram.
And the name of this Hebrew woman?
Jochebed.
Jochebed, the wife of Amram, perhaps? Child, do not draw away from me. No harm will come to you, or to him. It is of your mother that you speak?
Yes.
I shall ask you nothing more. Tell your mother that the Princess Commutus has taken a foundling from the river. Say also that the princess will pay wages to the one who nurses it.
Miriam,
why do you cry?
I thought there were no tears in me.
We are women, Miriam. There are tears in all of us. Go. Bring a nurse of the Hebrews and do not be long.
And the woman took the child and nursed it. And the child grew, and she brought him unto Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. And she called his name Moses, and said, "Because I drew him out of the water."
If you would like a copy of today's script, please send your name and address and 10 cents to cover the cost of postage and handling
to the Jewish Theological Seminary of America, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. And now we take great pleasure in presenting Mr. Louis Berry of Detroit, Michigan, prominent national leader in Jewish affairs and a member of the Board of Overseers of the Jewish Theological Seminary. Mr. Berry.
At this season of the year, Jews throughout the world are celebrating the festival of Passover, recalling the exodus from Egypt more than 30 centuries ago. This is the celebration of an event which is part of a historic tradition. In addition, it has significance on a deeper and more universal level. It is the symbol of man's eternal struggle for liberation. Moses is the central figure in this quest for freedom from bondage. Yet, it is not simply as a great leader that Moses is recognized in Jewish tradition. Moses, too, is a symbol of the place of law and justice in the life of man. Moses is remembered because he brought the law and its divine way of life to the people. Moses is so closely identified with the law that the very chapters in the Bible which describe the incidents in today's program are part of the scriptures known as the five books of Moses. Fusing historic events and personages with a human and spiritual meaning is not alien to Judaism, but rather is typical of it. As part of the Passover service, we read the injunction. In every generation, each man is to consider himself as if he himself had been redeemed from Egypt. We may well ask, why should we, in this time and place, 3,000 years removed, see ourselves reenacting this role? The answer is, because there is no time, there is no place, where the struggle for freedom does not confront man. Can we do less than rededicate ourselves to the task of liberation in the full realization that we are participating in a hallowed and timeless process?
Thank you, Mr. Berry. Our eternal light drama today, The Son of Amram, was written by Morton Wishengrad and is presented in the observance of the Passover holiday. Joan Tompkins was featured as Jochebed, Joan Lazer as Miriam, and Roger DeCoven as Amram. Also heard in our cast were Joan Loring, Adelaide Klein, Joseph Boland, Guy Rep, and Bert Cowlin. Cantor Robert Siegel sang the liturgical introduction. The music was composed by Morris Morsky and conducted by Milton Katims. The production was under the direction of Edward King. This is Mel Brand speaking. Free time to present The Eternal Light is made available by the National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations. This weekly program is presented under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.